This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Hello and welcome to Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident. This is Chris Gersbeck filling in for Dave today. Dave is off doing a movie or something, some kind of filming thing. I don't know. I should probably look at my texts. Anyway, we have an exciting episode for you today. We have Iris Barr, comedian, stand-up comedian, actress. She is great. We'll get to her in just a minute. First, just want to make a couple of announcements. We have a couple of shows coming up. For Dave Hill History Fluffer, first show is going to be at San Francisco Sketch Fest, and that's coming up next week, Saturday, January 18th at 4 p.m. at the Gateway Theater. Tickets are available at sfsketchfest.com, and that's going to be a live taping of History Fluffer with Dave, Jim, me, and Jody Lennon coming back to the panel. Then we're going to have another live taping of History Fluffer for the Brooklyn Podcast Festival, and that's going to be at Union Hall on Friday, January 24th at 10 p.m. Tickets are on sale for that at unionhallny.com. Want to thank our Patreon members real quick, and also remind you that if you are at the $25 a month tier or above, you will get free entry to that Union Hall show on the 24th. So just send us an email, podcastingincident@gmail.com, and we'll throw you on the guest list. If you are not signed up already, you want to sign up, head to patreon.com/Dave Hill for $25 a month. You'll not only get entry to that Union Hall show, you also get a Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident t-shirt, a patch, an erotic short story starring you, a phone call where Dave sings a Billy Joel song to you, and best of all, entry into Dave Street Gang, the Dangerous Snakes Who Hate Bullshit. If you want to sign up for $25 a month and move down to $5 a month so you still get all the bonus content, that's totally cool. But yeah, that's a great deal if you are looking to come to that Union Hall show. And thank you everyone who has been supporting us on there this whole time. We really appreciate it. Please take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating, write a review. It really helps us out a bunch. And I think that's it for the announcements. Let's get into today's episode. We have the hilarious Iris Barr, who is the host of the X-Ray podcast, starring her alter ego, Raylan Casper White. You may also remember her as Rachel Hindman on Curb Your Enthusiasm, one of my absolute favorite episodes, the ski lift episode where Larry gets stuck on the ski lift with an Orthodox Jewish woman. That is Iris. So let's take a listen to this conversation between Dave and Iris Barr.
All right, now we're podcasting.
Hi.
Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me. Isn't that what they always say? Thanks for having me on every radio show?
Yeah, yeah. Right? I say that every time.
I try, because it sounds like the right thing. Like an NPR especially, when they're interviewing people. Like,
yeah.
Thanks for having me.
And they're like, and then the guests are like, oh, he seems approachable or something. I don't know. And just, sweet Lucy is being oddly calm, and we have your son,
yes,
Edon, over here,
who thankfully has gotten into coding. So he's designing
a computer thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I know.
I'm a Luddite. I have an iPhone 4, so I'm not the right person to talk to about this.
You have an iPhone.
Well,
impressed.
I think it's a 4S or 5S. I mean, look at it. People look at it, and it really is like it might as well be a rotary.
I love that though. I've officially hit the point where I don't want. No, I don't want to be involved in any more technology.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because we're already at a scary place, and we're about to be like microchipped. And
yes,
I think
I think I want to be tracked.
Well, we already are.
Yeah,
they're like, tracking us now.
But I think they see me and they're like, okay, forget her. She's not interesting. She literally goes, yeah.
But me,
nowhere.
But me, they're probably like, we got to get him behind bars.
Sketchy.
Yeah. riffraff. I was doing my extensive research on you.
Was that Wikipedia?
Wikipedia. And I have other sources, but that's a popular one. You have an incredible range of stuff.
Thank you.
Not that I don't really get into any actual questions on this podcast, so I should avoid even referencing career things.
Sure, let's not.
But Lucy's interrupted with drinking her water.
I love it. I'm sure it sounds amazing. It's like we're recording by a stream.
It's like what's it called? ASMR?
Yeah, is it that thing?
Yeah, where people whisper. But hers is just a full-on
lap
eating and drinking. We're going to release a whole episode that's just her drinking
water. Just drinking, lapping up water. I like that.
For a solid hour. It's quite popular. Some people complain, but...
What are you drinking?
I'm just drinking black coffee. Would you like some?
No, I don't drink coffee. Is that weird?
Don't.
No.
Oh, we're really getting into it now.
I know. I don't. I really... No, I drink tea. I'm a tea, and I'm a chai latte, and I've been experimenting with milks.
Ooh.
I just tried hemp milk for the first time.
How is that? No?
I mean, I think oat's my go-to.
I don't think I've had oat milk.
Yeah.
I'm behind...
Behind the milk trend?
I have almond milk in the fridge.
Okay.
And I honestly can't... I'm not saying this as a... suggesting anyone get on the almond milk train. But that's been around since forever.
Yes, since the dawn of almonds.
Yes. But I can't really tell the difference.
Between regular milk and almond milk?
If you put it in granola, because it's just a bunch of stuff floating around anyway.
Well, it's weird. Once you go back to whole milk, it feels like horrendous and blasphemous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just so thick. I'm like, am I drinking sour cream? Like, it's just such a weird, thick consistency compared to the other milks.
Oh, totally.
It's hard to... it's slightly traumatizing.
Yeah, if I have regular milk, I'll just have 2%, not to brag.
Yeah.
Doesn't make me better than anybody.
I mean, a little. It does make you a little better, but not...
A little better.
2% better.
Yeah, 2% better. And wait, so have you never been... We're going to get to the bottom of your beverage choices.
Sure.
You've never been a coffee drinker?
Never been a coffee, and I've never tried beer.
You've never tried beer?
I don't like the smell of it. I couldn't even kiss a guy who's had beer, which rules out pretty much every American under 90.
Oh my God! Do you drink any alcohol?
Yeah, I like red wine. I'm a big red wine proponent,
nice.
Like a Brunello. I'm a little bit of a Brunello fanatic. So
I'm not sure if I know Brunello.
It's just a very full bodied. I'm going to use adjectives that probably have nothing to do with
it,
like oaky, leathery.
Leathery,
smoky.
Tastes like an old shoe.
Yeah, old shoe tannins.
Yeah.
If they taste like anything.
Fresh cut grass.
Leaf blower, exhaust pipe.
Yeah, a hint of...
hint of asphalt. Just a
dog
touch.
Butt.
Yeah, yeah.
I shouldn't say it.
Little
dog
rectal,
butt.
Odes of rectum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just as a finish.
And I would know.
Right.
I mean, having a dog, I should clarify. But
you guys
Lucy,
have an interesting relationship.
She licks her... If I can say this in
you can
front
say
of your
it.
Son.
I know. He's focused.
She licks her butt with great frequency and or more than the average person
the average
in
dog?
My life.
Okay.
No, probably no more than the average one.
Okay.
She will lick her butt and then just come over for a kiss, and I'll just let it happen.
Okay. Well, you're a generous soul.
I love her so much.
Yeah, so even E. coli will not come between you.
No.
Okay, great.
Bring it on. I don't mind. But I don't understand that with wine. Are you what's that called? An onophile?
Is that a wine lover?
I think so.
Onophile sounds very close to pedophile, so I don't know.
And there's not a big difference between a wine lover.
Yes. Wow, can you hear that laugh? I mean,
it
is. Now we're at a waterfall.
Oh, she doesn't hold back.
Does this pick it up? Will this pick it up?
Oh, totally.
Oh, amazing. What is it? Multi-directional? What?
I think it's just set on one direction, but there's no... You can't not hear it. Keep her down. She's fully into...
I see her butt now, and it does look remarkably clean.
She is like as a Kardashian level of...
Okay.
Not to drag them into...
No,
I don't
no,
think
please
I've
drag
ever
in. When it comes to...
The Kardashians ever on this podcast. But they just strike me as a family that probably...
Really clean butts.
Puts keeps more attention to than I do as an example.
Right, right.
Yes, it is an onophile, a connoisseur of wine. Let's check if I'm pronouncing
it. I just know sommelier.
Enophile.
Enophile.
Wow, I stand corrected.
Is it enophile?
I guess.
Pedophile. Cornophile.
It's even... Enophile. What's a cornophile?
I know, I just made that up. It just sounded like she was saying...
No, a sommelier is the guy at the restaurant.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So that's the only thing I know that has to do with wine, the sommelier. So I'll do that. I've never done a tequila shot. I've tried tequila, but I've never downed one like that. Like, it terrifies me.
We can make all this happen.
Okay. Now. Maybe not before your flight. No. But I don't know why. Certain things scare me, and that scares me. Like, downing a beverage that will scorch your... You know what I mean? I'm not a...
Yeah. Well, tequila, I feel like I'm not... I have some, but I'm not a fan of it. Like, it'll last me until my death.
Okay.
Unless someone comes over.
Right.
Who likes
Patron?
Patron, no.
Is that George Clooney's tequila?
No, his is a...
Something Amigos.
Casamigos. And he's on the side of the truck.
Oh, good.
With, who's the other guy?
Randy Gerber.
And you're just like... They're like just out on these retro motors. I'm Googling it.
Yeah, of course, like on Ducati's rugged Stetsons.
They're just
Stetsons.
Out there, and they don't... They're just two guys who have their act together.
Yes, married to supermodels and human rights attorneys, as you do.
Just that they're just doing... That's how you...
Just doing their thing.
And this... Don't even get me started. I just learned something about Randy Gerber.
What about him?
He spells his name R-A-N-D-E.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's trauma time. I wonder what their kids' names are. They can't be like Lucy and... There has to be like a Kai in there or something,
We're
right?
going to find out.
There's a Kai or Kaya. I think there's a Kaya. Something that could be a car from Croatia or could be pretentious.
There's Kaya. There's Jordan. Kaya.
Yeah, see?
And Presley Walker.
Yeah, and... Okay.
So there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I love it. It's like playing the tunes now. Oh, is that a sign for more water?
It's a sign for more food.
Food, okay.
I don't think it's going to work out. We may or may not edit this.
Oh, I love... Don't edit. Yeah, I love... I can keep entertaining with more adjectives for wine. Succulent. Pasty.
Okay.
There it is.
And we're back.
Treat was tossed.
But this is why I'm number one in my time slot. The bonus dog.
Number one.
Interruptions. That's wild. I have a friend who's never had coffee.
I've had coffee. I mean, I like coffee, but I just don't drink it. It messes me up.
Oh, that's understandable.
You know what I mean?
That's like, part of the fun.
It makes me feel like there's an alien in my stomach and I get all jittery. It's like the equivalent of someone doing coke. Like, that's me with I've never done espresso. Like, that would pretty much be smack.
You'd be done for.
Yeah, that would be... Might as well inject.
I don't know. I've never done coke, so I don't know.
Yeah, neither have I.
I wasn't suggesting that you had, but if you want to get into it, no.
That's really fun. I don't know if I've told this story before, but I usually have a lot of energy. Now I'm just jet lagged, but
you have a ton of energy.
Usually
compared to me, I think that I have energy, but I've been told that I do not.
You come off as very tranquil.
Tranquil.
Yeah.
I think it's because I have like a sleep disorder.
Oh, that's probably why. I sleep. I clock about 4 hours a night.
Really?
Yeah, that's 4 or 5 hours. Yeah.
Why do you do that?
I wake up. It's a natural.
You wake up and start your day?
Yeah, I'm up. I don't do coffee. I wake up and I'm like, boom. But every 3-4 days, I feel useless. Like, it accumulates. The lack of sleep accumulates, and then I'm just grumpy, agitated, depressed. You know, what's the point?
Of life?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really gets me.
That's a solid chunk of most days for me.
Maybe we should both be doing tequila and coke. Maybe that'll improve both our dispositions.
I've thought about it, but then I think there probably was a time in my life I could have pulled that off.
That's funny.
Maybe, but
people used to think I had a problem because I had so much energy. They're like, do you have a coke problem? I'm like, no, I don't touch it. I just have a lot of energy. I'm naturally vibrant.
You're very vibrant.
Yeah, thank you. I think.
I concur. No, I would have used a different word. I would have used If I meant it, not
manic. No.
You seem manic.
You seem bipolar.
What? So when do you go to bed? Sleep.
Well, now that I've moved back to LA, when I was living in New York and I was doing a lot more comedy, mm-hmm. I'd go to bed at like 1 and wake up at 5. Oh, but now that I'm in LA, actually, so things have adjusted for the better. I go to bed early. I get more sleep in LA, but I also do less. Do you know what I mean? Just
that's
in general.
Kind of LA in general.
Yes, I just do a lot less. I breathe more. I talk about the sun more. Like there's a lot of talk and enjoyment of the sun.
Yes.
A lot more socializing with people that no one works. Like everyone's just hanging. Which is delightful, but I'm not doing as much comedy because I'm like, I'm in my car all day, as you know, the usual lament. And then by nighttime, I'm like, am I really going to schlep, you know, half an hour to go do comedy across town? No, I'm going to stay home and look at, you know, the leaves and breathe in the jasmine. So it becomes less
productive.
You do. The night blooming jasmine.
There's night blooming.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
This is
it's intoxicating.
Episode.
It's kind of like that Brunello, just has that
night blooming. Glass of Brunello.
Yeah.
See, this you're describing LA, and aside from the driving and the all that, that's really my main reason of not living there is I don't like being in cars.
I lived in LA before. I lived in a, I can't speak. This is again maybe coffee
it's
is
all
necessary.
Right,
I lived in LA before. For a stretch. And
for show business?
Yeah, for show business purposes. And I lived in the hills, and, you know, it gets lonely, feels isolated, blah, blah, blah. And I was in my car all day. And then I moved back to New York, and then I moved back to L.A. in August, and I am loving every minute. I am appreciating so much, I can't even tell you. And I'm not a hiker. I'm not a yoga. I'm not a, you know, pescatarian, paleo, whatever. There you go.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Lucy it up, bud.
I'm just telling Lucy to.
No, it's fine.
Grab a chair.
The people I've met, it feels like a little village. I live in Los Feliz, and it's like a village. And
I
everyone's
like Los
really
Feliz.
Cool, and no one is, it's not entertainment-y, you know, it's not fakey. It's all good. And it's just really nice and relaxing, but still productive, you know, like I'm.
It's like a sunny West Village.
Yeah, without the equinox.
Oh,
because where I live, it's not...
I hate the equinox.
It's horrific. This whole... I don't recognize... You know, I used to live right here on Bank.
Yeah.
I don't recognize anything. Everything closed down. And the Village Den became too healthy. It used to be just a normal diner.
Oh, my gosh.
And now it's bamboo,
now.
And it smells like bamboo and patchouli. And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
I haven't been in there.
Yeah.
I've heard talk. I'm sure it's fine.
But I got to say, it's like, I don't... Everything closed. The Two Boots, the...
Everything. You're not wrong.
Tea and Sympathy's probably going to close at some juncture. Even though they tried to salvage it, right?
They did, yeah. Well, they did this thing where... I think they were very understandably upset that the hospital closed.
Yeah. Oh, the hospital closed?
St. Vincent. But there's some other...
Oh, no, now they have that, like, kind of clinic
thing there.
Triage.
Yeah.
Gunshot
like
wounds only.
Yeah. But they... And then they were... They had this thing at one point... for the listener, this global audience... Tea and Sympathy is like a British...
it's like an institution.
It's like a lunch spot. Though I think they have dinner too, right?
Yeah, but they have like, you know, bangers and mash or whatever, you know.
Scones, little finger sandwiches.
Yeah, it's very... But it's been around forever. It's kind of like an institution. How cute was my son's sneeze? Can we talk about that?
Sneeze.
It was a very cute sneeze.
That's a cute sneeze.
Cute sneeze.
That's like he's got his whole life ahead of him.
Yeah,
it's full of wonder.
Now my sneezes feel like an internal organ has been ejected from my body.
It's
and I scream when I sneeze.
Sneeze.
Yeah, it's good.
That's a pretty cute sneeze.
My sneeze is okay. My sneeze is cute.
Pretty good. He's not sure. but they had a thing, Tea and Sympathy, where they were like campaigned for. I think they wanted to call it Little Britain, that strip. But then I was like, why would you need to campaign for it? Just do it.
I think maybe the Little Britain guys had it patented or something.
Oh, the show.
The show.
No, I think they wanted to have that block be all English stuff. And I was like, go for it.
Yeah,
I'm
why
in.
Not? Yeah. Just not restaurants, like Brit food, you know what I mean?
No, but like maybe like a proper... This is the mystery of New York, is that it seems like no... Places tried to do like British pubs and like Irish pubs, and
right.
Then you go in. But you probably don't, as someone who doesn't drink beer.
Right, I don't. But I do like it. I like to watch the World Cup.
Yeah.
So I like.
But
to,
no
yeah.
one does it right.
Yeah.
Like you go in, you're like, this has no resemblance to an actual.
Well, in London, when I was just in London a couple of weeks ago.
Really? What were you doing?
I went to meet with some theater people about a new play, and I went to this like television drama summit where it's like for writers and producers, where international drama is headed. In case you were aware, so like where Netflix and Amazon, all over the place. It seems. I mean, they're buying shows from countries you've never heard of.
Love it.
They're going to go viral. You know, some sort of murder mystery from. Whatever.
I was going to come viral up with like. So a, badly. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen for me, viralness.
I went viral once.
With
and
what?
Since when I was pregnant, I did a video as my alter ego, Raylan Casper White, the host of my podcast.
Yes.
The Mullet. And I did a video called How to Have Intercourse During Your Third Trimester because I was bored and my doula shot helped me. And then. It got 4 million views within...
Lucy, hey, thank you. Chris, don't edit this out. This is their brain. I make sure it does not... Any
Did
security
someone
hover breaches.
Right outside the door?
No, probably downstairs. Good girl. Thank you, Lucy. Thank you, Lucy. Not to bring her butthole into this.
No, it really is stellar.
But it's out there, and when she barks, you can
see. It quivers?
It sort of quivers. I learned this the hard way, but
I'm just trying to imagine the physics of learning it the hard way.
She was trying to get a ball. I was in the backseat of my sister's car with her, and she's trying to. The ball rolled under the seat, so she bent down to get it while we were driving.
And it was right in your face.
It was right in my face,
yeah,
and she's barking, like, get me the ball, give
it,
and then the
It was
butthole.
Quivering.
But... The butthole was in mine and my nephew's face, and we were just laughing and laughing.
That's great. I wonder how many people are actually titillated by these images right now, out of your listenership.
Between that and the adorable childhood sneeze? No, this is, you know, someone said something to me recently, so just on Instagram. They said, don't worry about growing your audience, refine your audience.
So make them smaller?
Well... I think they're just like hone in on the people that are on board.
Right, right.
And I think the people, if anyone who's still listening, not to this episode, but to this podcast in general.
Thank you. You didn't want to offend me?
No, no. I think this is a hot episode. I feel good about it. And when I send it to Chris, I'll say, Chris,
keep that in.
Put some oven mitts on.
This is hot.
Coming down the pike. Ugh. No, I think people. If they're on board with anything I do, they've already they're into dog butts,
right.
They're into barking. They're into water drinking.
Yeah. They're into adorable childhood sneezes.
Wait, but and also I interrupt and digress, as the host of this podcast, and so we didn't finish. You were in London. And the dogs started.
Oh, barking. Thank you. It's not that interesting, but it was just that the pubs there.
Yeah.
The British pubs were like. They look gorgeous. Like, they're very high. Now, the food inside is crap, but there's something very elegant about it, at least on the outside. Then you go in, and they're all like, well, take off a shirt, sit here. You know what I mean? But
no,
when you're out, it looks like the queen might be hanging in there. And then you go in and going, the queen is not here.
No, but I like the full range. Because some of them are, you know, 200 or more years old.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They
That's
all,
what it is, the history.
To my eyes, they all look like the best place, even the horrible
yes,
ones.
Yes, they look, and the curtains on the outside, and they're all called arms, like Helmsley Arms, you know. Yeah,
it's the best. And even though when I go there, my friends are like, oh, that's horrible pub. Like, why would you even think of going there? And I was like, the lettering's in gold.
Yes.
I want to go in there.
The lettering's in gold.
That's all it takes. But then when I first started going over there regularly about, gosh, almost 12 years now.
Did you just perform there a lot?
Just go, whether they want me to or not.
You just go and perform.
Go do
street
shows.
Yes.
Whether they have asked me to or not, just show up. But I used to really get caught up in the romance of the pubs there. When I say caught up, I mean like drinking way too much.
I
would be like, oh my gosh, we have to hang out here. And then you walk another block and you're like, look at this place. And then I would be there for like 2 days and I would just be like, oh,
yeah, that's
I can't do this. But now I've sort of, I'm like, don't get seduced by the gold lettering, Dave.
The gold lettering.
Pick your
and
battles.
The oak.
Yeah.
The oak and the gold lettering always do it.
But so you were over there, but so No, it's also they don't play the they don't crank music there.
Which I like. I like to be able to talk to people.
And people also don't talk very loud. Like in America, everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone in America, if I'm any restaurant,
you can hear it in the back, right there, somewhere in the back. Oh, you can hear that frequency.
There's in that way.
It's a frequency. Yeah.
And it's a way like. I'm not sure what the generation is. The millennials, maybe?
Maybe. Is Gen Z or younger, right? The Gen Z are younger than the millennials?
Maybe it's the Gen Z people.
Okay.
But there's this manner in which, you know how they're sort of like generational manners of speaking?
What's the upspeak? Is it a lot of
there's
upspeak?
There's that, but now there's this like piercing thing that...
there's a term for it.
It's meant to like cut... through your head.
Cut through glass.
But I can't go...
But it's not that. It's... What's that thing that people do? It's like that...
Sizzle?
No. Sizzle? Yeah, there's a term for it. Vocal...
Vocal fry?
Fry. Yeah. Fry. A lot of comics I see fry. There's some friars.
Oh, I see a bit of that. And I also see... Well, I shouldn't...
But did I do it? I wasn't doing it right. I don't. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it's this... Oh, that's why I don't like to say the names of places that I go regularly on the show because then I don't want people.
You don't want the fans.
No, love that.
Okay.
That's all I live for is adoration in any form. Mm-hmm. But I don't like places to become too crowded.
Oh, so your secret spots.
I don't want
your secret spots.
Like make some be like, oh, everyone right. Go here, and then I go there. I'm like, oh, now everyone goes here.
Right. Can you tell me one? Just give me one.
I love to go. Well, I'll just say because I feel it.
Okay.
There's a place, Jeans, that I go to.
Jeans. Is it
G-E-N-E?
Okay.
And
cool. Just let's circle back for a minute to Los Feliz.
Yeah.
It's all very walkable. Now the trick is the only reason I drive is if I have to go to meetings, whatever, in the valley. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you orchestrate your life, or you're just writing, and you don't have to schlep around, or even at night, because night there's no traffic, usually not as bad, and you're doing comedy, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
And you can walk everywhere. So not everywhere.
All it takes when I go to LA.
Well, you could take the metro.
One parking garage that I don't like, and I'm like,
okay, and
get
you're done.
Me to the airport.
Then Uber that.
I'm out. No, I usually do when I'm there. When I'm there now, I always Uber everywhere.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. I'm a city guy. I like.
All right. I'm
New
with
York,
you. I'm
London,
with you. I'm
Paris,
a city person, but again, I think with
Tokyo.
A kid, I've appreciated.
Oh, totally.
The joys of a child having a yard and sun and out and nature, and that's what I miss. Because I grew up in the Bronx. I mean, I grew up.
Oh yeah,
not
you're
exactly.
The, you're a real
pastoral,
deal.
Yeah,
New
born
York,
in Manhattan.
That's you're for real.
And you grew up where?
Cleveland.
Okay.
So
how green is Cleveland?
It's pretty green, but it's, you know.
Did you grow up in the burbs, or were you, like, right in the urban?
No. Total suburbs.
Okay.
Though where I grew up, University Heights, that's my shout-out to...
University Heights!
It's so not a place that anyone would have give it a shout-out. Because it's, like... But now it's considered sort of... In like on the edge of the city because
I thought it was like on the edge, just on the edge.
No,
it's like Oakland used to be.
No,
okay.
It's like because everyone in Ohio moves out into the woods.
Okay,
further and further because they're racist.
Oh,
not everyone in Ohio is racist, but it's you know white flight as they call it.
Is it white flight? Wow.
Yeah. People go like, it's my whole life. You'd be like, there was a black guy that drove down the street. We better build a house
That didn't happen in the Bronx. Yeah.
No. Well, that's why I love New York. Is
yes.
This is the thing. Not to as I always jump around, but when people talk about a bubble and say like you coastal elites in your bubble in New York or L.A., I'm like how. Those are the last two places they're the
that are
two
not bubbles.
Most
right.
Culturally and economically diverse places in the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
By leaps and bounds. And I, having grown up in Ohio, where I know exactly what it's like, that's the bubble.
Right.
Or everyone, maybe everyone's in there, but I don't
you can create your own bubble. I mean, it's scary. I hate to get dark, but like suddenly the anti-Semitic crap that's been happening in New York, that scares. Because for me, it was always like, what? You know, you think this stuff happens in the boonies where people think that Jews have horns, and then it happens here where everyone's kind of, you know, sitting next to each other on the subway. But yeah, anyway, but we don't have to go down that road. No, but it is—it was dark and depressing.
It's super
that kind of turn, and
it's sort of like, and I've said this before on this show, but I always think all this stuff. It just reminds me of being a kid, and you would go to your friend's house, and you'd be like, "Let's go to Jimmy's house." I'm like, "Who's Jimmy?" And you go to his house, and his parents let him play with a BB gun, and he has swastikas on his notebook.
God. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you think like, oh, we progress as a society. And it's like, no.
Not even a lateral move. It's
just
all regression.
The same bullshit.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's all right.
Please don't hear that. Yeah.
Cut it out.
I think I slipped it out before.
Uh-oh, don't use that. Don't
we don't use
swear.
We don't use those words. Those words.
You can use me as a role model in so many ways, but not my language.
What'd you do over break, Edan?
Well, I learned
a podcast with my mom. Learned a lot about dog butts and S-word.
Yeah. I know. He's going to be a popular kid.
Do you use this? There's a beautiful glass Eiffel Tower. Is it? It's not a flask. What do you call it?
I think it's like a.
What's
it?
There's a term for it, right? With the little cork thing. It's like a. It's a carafe. It's a wine carafe.
I don't know. I've never thought about it.
Or for olive oil. Either olive oil or wine carafe.
Yeah, you could put, I don't know, you could put a flower in it maybe.
Okay, maybe. Maybe you're more floral than I am. I love your apartment, by the way.
Thank you.
It's insane. I love it.
Sometimes there's too much stuff. It's kind of closing in. Because whenever I travel, I always try to pick up some, I'm realizing now in my attempt to not swear how often I swear.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
you
I
do
pick
get
up a lot
get
of
a
junk.
Muscle. Does your girlfriend live with you?
She does.
Okay.
Whether she likes to or not.
But so is that a lot of? Is it all you and she just inhabits? Like, is any of the stuff hers? The tchotchkes?
I'm to blame for most of this stuff.
It works well though. I love it.
Because she's not really. I kind of just am into that. Like she's minimalist and I'm maximalist.
She can't be that big a minimalist, otherwise she couldn't live here.
No.
Like the minimalists are, you know, they're intense. Like I had a guy who did a documentary about the minimalism. There's a documentary about it on Netflix.
Oh, and they're saying
he wanted to rent my house in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted all clear to furniture, and I said, okay, but he refused to have anything in the garage too. And I'm like, well, can I just put my stuff in the garage? No. No.
Wait, he wanted to turn you into a minimalist?
Well, he wanted, if he's living in my house, it has to adhere. He didn't want to drive in every day and see my cluttered garage. So the minimalism started from when you roll your car in.
Ugh.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to find a tenant who doesn't mind that I have a few boxes in the garage.
I never
met the guy. I'm sure he's lovely, but.
Oh, so as a renter, he said, I'm a minimalist, get your stuff out of your
garage.
Well,
he's like, he wasn't interested in renting my house if my stuff was in the garage. So I ended up finding a lovely couple that had no problem with having my stuff in the garage.
He sounds like a real piece of work.
Well, I think it's a way of life.
Was
it's
it
like,
a celebrity?
No, it's the guy I think who made the documentary. Who
it's
like
the actual
movement.
Guy.
It's the guy. Yeah. So I think it's like a way of life. It's like asking a vegetarian to live in a meat locker. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I get it. He's like, no, this is part of my ethos and how I keep my tranquil, you know, what I believe in.
Okay.
So, okay.
I'll let it slide.
Yeah. Well, didn't move in. That was that simple.
Yeah. But, no, I don't know. I try to do all that, the Marie Kondo stuff.
Yes. Putting your socks in shoe boxes or something. That's also one of her techniques.
Oh, I've heard. Yeah. I mean, I haven't gotten that far. I'm just trying to do it with my t-shirts.
How do you fold? Is there a special fold or do you roll?
I just throw them in there. I don't know. I just put, because they're all black, most of them.
Yeah.
And you can't, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but what does she suggest? Because you're saying
she says you're supposed to look and or touch them, and if it sparks joy or something.
So you actually have to touch them? You can't just look at them?
I guess you could just look at them.
Because some of them I look at, and they do, and then I touch them, and they don't.
No.
And then it's like ambivalent emotions.
But then also, I don't know what to do. Like, oh, my friend gave me that.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in keeping things for sentimental purposes.
I don't know. It's just more like I'm afraid that they will. I'll give it away, and then they'll be at Salvation Army. They'll be like,
and see it. Yeah,
I gave this to Dave.
What
Why
the
did
hell?
He give this shirt away?
So
now
it was an heirloom.
Like a band or something is like, here's a shirt. I'm like, no. Even if I like the band,
do you interact with a lot of bands that give you shirts?
Yes.
In what
I
capacity?
I don't think I'm around any band where they don't. give me a shirt, which is
that's nice.
Lovely place to be. In
like,
life.
Does Mick Jagger say take a shit?
The Stones. No, I don't have. I've never met any of the Stones.
Okay.
I've gotten some shirts from some pretty sweet bands.
Tell me.
Don't get me wrong.
Superchunk.
No, I know those guys though. They've never given me a shirt. No,
that's not right. That's not right.
Now I'm rethinking this.
I've never gotten to hang out with the band. My friend opened for Radiohead.
Then they weren't like.
Well, I said, "Can I come backstage?" And he's like, "No." I'm like,
"What,
dude? I came all the way to Philly to see you. Can I come backstage and at least meet Tom?" No.
Wait, your friend? Who is your? Can you say who your friend?
Yeah,
is?
My friend. He has this amazing collective. He called the I think they're called the Rajasthan Express. But he creates this amazing music with this kind of Indian spiritual music. Anyway, he opened for them on their last tour. Him and his whole collective of musicians.
And he couldn't just say you're part of the collective.
I think
for that night?
Yeah, 'cause I didn't know. I'm not. Well, I didn't look like an Indian man in their like mid 50s. Like they were all
just put it like I don't know. Hat and sunglasses on.
But anyway, I mean, I love my friend. He's lovely. But I thought these guys wanted their privacy, I guess. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I tried. The point is I wanted to get
Radiohead
a shirt.
Radiohead wanted their privacy or probably. His band?
No, not the band. I think Radiohead. I wanted to meet the Radiohead guys.
Yeah, but you could have like played it cool and been like.
Yeah, I'm not good at that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not good at, I don't care about you. You know, I'm not. I end up going, I'm that person where they're like, okay, can we get her out? Can someone escort her out? Like, you know, she might jump and rape us. Like, I get a little too excited.
I play it so cool to the point where people think I don't like them.
Right. I've tried that with some celebrities. I think I met, not Antonio Banderas, God help me. Some famous actor was sitting next to me. No, he was sitting at some bar. This is years ago when I first moved to L.A., and I just approached with a look of disdain, going, yeah, can I sit here too? And of course, I just wanted to sit next to him. And he looked at me like, why is she so mean to me? You know what I mean?
So it had the opposite effect.
So I'm not good. I have to kind of hone in on the celebrity blasé look.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I'm totally cool with it.
My mom is Israeli, and we were in an elevator with Naomi Watts, and of course, my mom starts talking about Naomi Watts in Hebrew as if she wouldn't know, but it's very clear that she was talking about Naomi Watts. She's like, that's that actress. She's too skinny. And, you know, and she's
in
L.A.
She was saying it in Hebrew.
But it was just me, her, and Naomi Watts in the elevator.
Oh, so she's clearly.
She's clearly talking about her because she'll, like, look at her and look at me and just, like of course, speak, you know, in 5 decibels too high. Like,
yeah.
Too skinny. That's that actress. You know, and I'm like, oh, God, help me. Yeah, anyway. And poor Naomi, sunglasses, staring into space, trying to, as if we were not there, but we were so there.
She's going to be okay, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm not worried about her.
I was worried.
Wait, so we have to, because we've been talking for a while now.
Yeah.
But as I was saying before, based on the many sources, not just your Wikipedia page.
Someone keeps editing that, and I don't know who, and it's annoying.
I edit it quite a bit.
Okay, good.
I wish I wish someone would edit my Wikipedia page. There's stuff on it, and I'm like, who put that?
Well, they keep taking stuff out. I'll put stuff in, and then they'll take it out. And I'm not saying I won an Oscar. I'm talking real things from my life.
Who does that?
I don't know. It's always like one person. I was going to say one dude, but maybe it's a dudette. I don't know. But
your Wikipedia, not your Wikipedia, all the many research sources that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
Every sentence.
Britannica.
And my hardbound encyclopedia. No, but you were raised in the Bronx. Moved to Israel.
Yes.
You know these. I'm telling you things.
Yes, please. Recap.
No. You were in the Israeli army.
I was.
You attain the rank of sergeant.
Yes, which everybody does if you stay in there long enough.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to keep that in there. Keep it in there. Yeah, keep that in there.
But magna cum laude. And this is what I like. These are all cool things, highbrow, impressive things. But then, just when you're like, I've got her figured out, boom, Larry the Cable Guy, health inspector.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, she's highbrow.
Right. Well, it's not like it said that I was doing,
Lucille Lortel Award.
Right.
All these things.
And then Larry the Cable Guy, health inspector.
But I like that. That's the full range. You're well-rounded.
I think that, you know, I like to do high-end theater, and then I like to do my X-ray podcast with Raylan Casper White.
Yeah.
That gets down and dirty. It's always, I love the highbrow, lowbrow dance. I love that.
Yeah.
I actually love that.
All things in balance.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think we're all that deep down.
Yeah. Well,
I don't
probably
like to
even Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah. Lovely guy, by the way.
I don't doubt it.
Sweet, sweet guy.
I bet he's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen him in years. That movie was eons ago.
Well, I
you
just
should
watched
see
it last night
oh, did
as part
you?
Of my research. And I can, no.
it's a very silly, farty, you know.
It's what, I'm
it's
guessing
what you expect
it delivers on exactly the level you want it to.
I don't know about
like,
that, but
like
yeah.
Like a Big Mac or something.
Sure.
Where you're like,
right.
I know what I'm getting into.
Yeah.
And
it's a brand.
Here we are.
It's a brand.
But, you know, I have not known.
I had fun shooting it, even though we shot in Orlando in the summer. So if you,
that's
you know.
That's going to be a hot one.
I mean, it was just an oven. And I had to wear these wool suits. I was playing this kind of character. And he keeps thinking, he goes, little feller. Like I was wearing these boxy suits. And he kept calling me a dude.
Uh-huh.
Because it's Larry the Cable Guy.
Sure.
Health inspector. So, but it was, yeah, I mean, that was rough. And Orlando is, I mean, if you're not there with nine kids in Disney World.
Yeah.
It's kind of Trumpy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but this was pre-Trump.
Pre-Trump.
So
but
this was not an
no,
issue. But if they knew I was Jewish, it might have gotten
loaded
awkward.
Already.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now we could have done this whole episode just behind the scenes of Larry the Cable
right.
Health Inspector.
Right.
But to my point, mm-hmm. everything on the many sources, aside from your Wikipedia page, that we could, there, your, I would argue, mm-hmm. of anyone I've had on this show, this incredible show, you have the most wide-ranging, high-low army sergeant.
Right.
We didn't even get into your book. Can I say the title of your book in front of yourself?
Well, there's several. No, he's seen it in the house.
Oh, okay. Wait,
I just haven't explained it to him. There's Dork Whore.
There's Dork Whore. That's what I'm talking
and then
about.
There's Machu Mai Picchu.
Oh, that's right.
Which
yes.
is the sequel. And then I co-wrote J.B. Smoove's book.
J.B. Smoove.
Book of Leon.
Now, why... He seems like he could write a book on his own.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know...
Probably more fun to do it with
well,
with
it's
you.
Not co-wrote. What it is I talk to him, I think of, like, structure, I get all the material
oh,
out, I put it on the page, and then he takes it and sculpts it and punches it, because
oh,
it's his, you know,
it.
it's Leon, so it's so much his, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, yeah, got it.
But look, a lot of, you know, how many comics have guys, people writing their stand-up, don't they? I mean, so many comics...
Do they?
Yeah.
That's what I gotta do.
I mean, come
that's
on. I didn't know that. I really didn't know that until, you know, I realized that the big comic, when they're doing these hour specials, they have writers write a lot of stuff
they
for them.
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't get on this.
Yeah. Do none of your comic friends have writers?
I'm
they just don't admit to it.
Maybe they do the big ones, the big fancy ones.
If you can afford to hire a writer.
Anymore.
Right. Did that happen? It happened you had someone that you kind of came up with, and now that they're so big, they don't have time for you?
There is, yes. I won't even say who it is.
I have a slew.
But, because I was going to ask you this, because you were saying... Larry the Cable Guy, what a
right,
nice,
right.
nice guy he is. And it made me think, I was going to say, it's interesting, in comedy, I have such a short list in my head of people who I feel have not been anything... There's very few people who have ever been... Why am I...
I don't tell,
such
speak.
Why hard sentence? I'm saying everyone's been very nice to me. Always,
oh.
on every level, throughout, there's like a couple people along the way where
right.
I'm like, what? Like,
yeah,
there's...
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't be hard to guess. Let's just bring it right. No.
Yeah, please.
No, there's one comedian that when I started, they were, you know, starting. And now they're very...
Right, very big.
Pretty massive. And I thought we were... Like, I was like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
This is a really nice person. This is my friend.
Yeah.
And then when I see them now, they are
don't
like...
Don't give you the time of day.
Who are you?
Ugh.
And this is like... passing them on the street, me and this
okay,
person.
Okay, that's weird.
And I'm just like, oh, I thought you were really nice. Like, a normal person, but you're...
Ugh, yeah,
you
that's
think
exhausting.
You're a hot You buying into your...
Yeah.
But I've talked about... I'm trying to not reveal who this person is.
Yeah, you're driving me crazy.
I'll totally tell you as soon as we stop.
Okay.
But I've talked to other people, and I was like, oh, I'm so bummed out, because I always thought this person was just... wasn't totally cool, nice, and my friend, and they're not. Like, I don't... I guess that I'm not friends with this person.
Yeah, and I think friendship takes many forms,
and
right?
And they were like, oh, yeah, that's how they are now.
And people change.
Like, ugh. But other than a couple people, and then you get the people who, and that person you go like, oh, they're playing massive venues, and, you know, I guess they let it go to their head. And then I've seen people get like some tiny, like a web series, and they're like, hey, check me out. And that's even sadder, I think.
I've experienced that on many levels, because you do this long enough, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I get nicer as I get more successful. Like, why not? But people that I've met starting out, either doing comedy and a lot of acting, and people become, like, literally huge, then they get, like, a little awkward when you see them now, as if it's like, you know, like, should I be talking to this level? You know, it's a weird, like, have to maintain... Or they just don't answer. They go, you know, they ghost or whatever. Like, people that had the time. And I'm like, oh, maybe they're just really busy now because they're doing their Golden Globes, you know, press tour or whatever. Yeah. Which is fine. I get it, you know what I mean? But people that you really knew for a long time and they've been to your house. I had a guy, I'm not going to name names, stay at my house for a while.
When we stop, we're totally trying all the names.
Yes. But really, this is going to make people curious, but stayed at my house, like, helped. I introduced him to people. Then he became a huge, huge star. But now, nothing. Like, you know, like, not a word.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
It's disappointing. It's disappointing.
I totally understand that people, because, like, you know, everyone gets, I'm busy. Everyone's, celebrity or not, everyone's very busy. And I totally get that. But when people are...
rude. It's rude.
When they're just like, hey. And I'm just like, oh, I thought, like, it's weird. we used to have lunch and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's so many. Now, did you move back? So you moved back to Los Angeles.
I did. But I come back often. I wanted LA to be kind of the base.
That's home base.
And then, because I do a lot of, like, I act. And so there is more stuff
you're
out there.
You're a comedian, you're a writer.
But as long as I can come here and get my fix, you know, I'm doing Ophira Eisenberg's show on Wednesday, like, you know, but. There are pros and cons to every place you live on the planet, and I think the trick is compare despair. Because if you start going, well, and this and that, and that, like, every place has its advantages, and there are days in LA where I'm like, I can't believe I'm in my car for the fourth hour, but then I come back to my house and have this beautiful deck, and I see the sunset, and I can see the ocean, all the, you know.
A shot of tequila.
Exactly. A shot of tequila, a couple lines, and, you know, and really
get it
call
started.
It an afternoon. Then I can really appreciate that, you know. Yeah. And then I see people talking about, you know, or talk people talking about their hiking and they're you know, wearing workout gear, and I get annoyed.
No one goes hiking, just like no one goes to all the museums in New York.
Yeah,
everyone
exactly.
can shut
I
up
actually
about
did
it.
Go to all the museums.
No, people do go to the museums, and people do go hiking. But guess what? Hiking is just going for a walk.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
All it
but
is.
It's like it's a strenuous walk. I prefer driving to the Vista Point. Do you know what I mean? I'm not like let me hike through nature and get somewhere. But my friend who just came here to shoot a show in New York, he's from the Middle East. I'll keep it generic. We're just trying to keep people's identities.
If they're nice, you can talk about it.
Lovely guy. But he goes, everybody in New York, they all talk about the weather and restaurants. And that was his impression. All people talk about is the weather and where to go eat. Like the new spot. I'm like, is that true?
Have to talk about the weather as an entry point to talk about where to eat.
Right.
Like, you go like, oh, wow, look, the sun's coming out. Do you
Let's
like
go
spaghetti?
Sit outside, even though it's 2 degrees out.
Yeah. There's a guy in the... We go to the park every morning, pretty much.
Which one?
Usually Washington Square Park.
Okay.
The dog run there. And there's like a... I don't know if he's a monk or... He's probably a brother, I guess.
Okay.
But he's in like his gown.
Right.
And he sits... And he was there this morning, 30-some degrees out. He reads on a bench every morning.
Wow.
And I was like, that's the sweet life. To be like a brother or whatever, but then live in the West Village.
Right.
So you're not, don't have to engage in like what it takes to live. He's not like, doesn't have to like make the money to live in the city, right. But he lives in the city.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm simplifying it. Yeah, I'm not saying he hasn't sacrificed anything. He's done a lot.
I'm fascinated by this, the image behind me right now.
What is it?
Just the...
Oh, the deer?
The deer and the dogs. And is there a stampede of elephants behind them? Oh, what gosh. Am I looking at?
No, I think that is... I got that in Hamburg, Germany.
Oh, those Germans.
About 10 years ago. And it is, for the listener, it's like a... I don't think it's an original painting, but it's a canvas of...
A classic German neo-expressionist.
Deer,
I'm just gonna
wolves attack.
The Norman Rockwell of Germany.
Yeah, there's just animals being attacked.
I love Hamburg.
I love it too.
I love Hamburg. I love it. I like the shipbuilding. I like that they have like a little bit of like Danish, you know what I mean? Like a little chill, relaxed Scandinavian feel. My book was a bestseller in Germany for some very odd reason.
I saw
that. And then I did a bunch of book tours, and I performed at the Opera House in Hamburg.
Oh, nice.
With some big German star. They didn't come to see me. They came to see her. So she did bits of my book in German, and then I did my bits in English.
They came through the door.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Did I say a bad word?
I didn't hear one.
No, I didn't.
I said the F word. No. We can if you would.
No, I did not.
We shan't.
I love that my son thought I was saying the F word, when I actually wasn't.
I like that he policed you and let my horrible.
It's terrible, but in New York,
slide.
You can't shield. Like every time we're on the subway, someone's listening to a song with every possible, like blasting, not with headphones.
Oh my gosh!
Just literally a boombox from the 80s suddenly surfaces and like blasting everywhere. The N word, the S word, the F word, the C word. Like everything is coming out in droves, and I can't. You know, I'm trying to distract him and like you know do a little jig, and it's not working.
Yeah. Well, I used to, this happened. This is the thing I don't. The many things I don't like about. Phones is people. I don't like when people have their headphones up so loud.
And you can still hear it. Yes.
That's. I'm like, just let us hear it if you're going to do that.
Just take it out, put it on speaker. Right.
But then no one, there's almost never does anyone crank good music.
Right. When they're on like the Bee Gees, that's never happened.
Yeah, I'd be like, if that's what happened, I'd be like, fine,
let's get David Bowie. I don't know why I said the Bee Gees. Like,
no,
like,
that's
I just
a good
it was
choice.
Like a weird rep. Well,
because everyone
though?
Likes the Bee Gees.
Do they though? They're at least a feel good band. Like it make you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't get
annoyed.
I was in the deli at the corner the other day, and this guy walks in. It's like 10 in the morning. He buys a 6-pack of that White Claw. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like...
Like an energy drink?
No, it's the biggest craze. It's alcoholic seltzer.
Okay, that sounds horrible.
I've only had one sip of it, and it will not have
like
another.
It sounds gross. It's like the flavored water, also terrible.
Yeah, it's basically alcoholic flavored water.
Okay.
And it's so people can get drunk without really committing anything else.
Okay.
And so he buys a 6-pack of that. And he's got his phone just playing music out of the speaker. And I'm, as like a regular person, I shop at that deli pretty much every day. And so I feel like I need to police the place.
Of course.
Because the guys there will never say anything to anyone.
Right,
And I'm
right.
just like, I gotta, it's on me.
It's so on me.
I have yelled at people in that place before just for doing antisocial things like that.
Right.
And this guy, I was like, it was 10 in the morning. I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to engage with this. And then, so he goes to the counter with his White Claw and a pack of gum. And then he's like, oh, give me the gum. I want to have some of the gum. So he opens the gum. And he's putting his card. They're doing his card, and the card's not going through.
Oh, God.
He's like, oh, I don't, oh, I, and they're like, oh, you could just pay with money. He's like, yeah, I need to get some money. Like, well, there's an ATM machine.
Look
right
at
there.
You, really.
Oh, would you see me getting worked up? And then he's like, yeah, I need to get some money. They're like, get some money. There's a machine. He's like, no, I got to put some money in my account.
Oh, boy.
But he wasn't like, by the looks of him.
Right.
Not that you can figure out anyone's finances by looking at them. But he looked like a guy who maybe had $40 in the bank.
Right.
At least.
Right.
So then he's like, here, well, just take this. I'm going to go put some money in my account, and I'll come back and buy this stuff. Which is like, no, you're
is
not.
Is he?
No, yeah. We're never seeing him again. And they're like, well, you open the gum. So, like, he doesn't have a dollar. So my
is
thinking,
he chewing the gum?
Yeah, he took some. Oh, I think it was an elaborate ruse.
Yeah, feels
to get one feels piece of gum.
Right.
He went through this whole thing, and then so then he left, and the people took the all the stuff, put it behind the counter, like they're like,
yeah, "What are
maybe
you gonna
he's
do?"
Coming back. And then I gave them a look. The people behind the counter, like, real piece of work, right? That guy.
You know, they're like, "It's our son."
Yeah, I gave.
I gotta have you on, Dave Hill. So we have to. We'll figure that out. Where are you going, and when are you back?
I am coming to Los Angeles.
Oh, good. So that'll be the easiest because I have a studio there.
A real studio,
like
not
a proper
this.
Studio. Well, no, like, this is great.
No,
I love this.
This is garbage.
No, it's not. I'll tell you why it's not garbage. Because when I used to record either at home or at Stand Up New York, it was just very intimate, like, you know, you, me, and a table. And yeah. I would get very intimate, open, vulnerable conversations from people. But now I record in a studio. And I also do video. And it looks like a morning show set. So I have musicians. Like, it's pro. But I think the actors, not everybody, but the actors become a little more presentational. As yeah. if they're doing, like, a press tour. You know what I mean?
They
as
put
opposed
up walls.
To yeah, because they're, like, sitting and there's lights. And it immediately puts them in a different mode. When I was sitting in a dark, you know, studio with like a small round table and two mics, then it feels like it's just you and me.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is why I think that like Mark Maron still does it in his garage or in his home studio. There's something to be said for an intimate environment.
This is true.
Because like he could definitely afford to just have a proper studio at this point.
Yeah, oh, totally.
You know, I did his show when he first started. He's like, "Hey, will you do my thing? I'm doing a thing called a podcast." Like no one had been doing it when he did
it. I know. Now look at
him. Yeah. It was still called WTF, but you know.
Yeah. No, I did. I was, I think, episode number 63.
That's what I'm saying. I think
show.
I was probably the same year as you.
And then I did it again, like a live one.
Oh, fun.
And then there's no way I couldn't.
At the Steve
even,
Allen
they
Theater?
Wouldn't even let me drive down his street at this point.
Well, now I'm like, hey, yeah, this is. No, he's
Mark
always
is,
lovely, but
Mark
I just.
Is, no,
I think
this
he really is
not
busy.
A,
like, that's not.
No, Mark's a great guy.
Yeah.
I love Mark.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm not a. When you've had.
Yeah,
Barack
when Barack,
Obama.
Exactly. I'm like, hey, Mark, can I come on your podcast anytime soon? And I'm like, there's probably, you know, he just had Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio, so.
Oh, yeah, it's not his. No, Mark is always a delight.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, his, when I remember when he had Barack Obama on a few years ago, there was a part of me that I was like, oh, my God, that's the most amazing thing
yeah,
in the
yeah.
history of anything. And then there was a small part of me that I was like, what is anyone supposed to do now?
Right, well,
like,
where do you go from here? How do you stay relevant? And then the week after, it's like, yeah, he knows this guy from recovery. You know, Jake, like, nope, someone nobody knows. You know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah.
But now he's, I think, it's challenging, but I'd rather have that. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
luxury
let me get,
problems.
Yeah, yeah,
but
exactly.
I thought that was so cool, but I was like, oh.
It was great. Well, he's such a brilliant interviewer, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, so I'm happy for him.
Well, speaking of brilliant interviewers,
yes.
we have been talking a while now, so I should let you get back to your life.
Ha!
And
what life?
As usual, I've failed, as I do each and every week on this show. I have failed to ask you any of the real good questions.
The hard hitting. I feel like anything
I have no
hard hitting
questions, but I
soft
did get
hitting.
To I did articulate on some level that how. Awesome the range
thank
of
you
things that you do.
Thank you. No, I'm happy we didn't talk. I mean, I think it's much more festive to just chit chat.
Good episode is when you never really get around to it, and I think
yeah,
we've succeeded.
I like
in that.
Never get around to it. That should be the title of another
not
podcast.
Not really getting around to it.
Yes. Oh, those skates. Okay.
Those.
I'm gonna
yeah.
have to look at those.
We'll cover that episode two.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming over and bringing your son. I'm sorry for swearing in front of him.
I think I swear too once or twice, but I'm usually good about that. But yeah, it's hard to slip. And I look forward to having you on my show.
We'll pin that down.
When is this air?
Friday.
Okay, perfect.
Soon, very right around the corner.
Great.
All right. Good night.
Have a good night.
Even though it's still it's the afternoon.
Good afternoon.
There you have it, Dave's delightful conversation with Iris Barr. Check out Iris's podcast, the X-Ray Podcast with Ray Lynn Casper White. Head to Iris's website, irisbarr.com. We'll throw that all in the show notes. And thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Dave will be back at the hosting helm next week, hopefully. And that's it for this week. Goodbye, guys.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.